Good morning. Welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. Coming up in the next hour, we've got Phil's pick, the greatest rock concert that never was 50 years ago this week, and new music from a band whose last release was almost 20 years ago. We'll start with REO on WMFO.
On the table, I love is feeling. a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep, there's no way out. This time I have really led myself. How to smile, make it somehow all seem worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain with a ticket for the runaway train. At the rain, a little out of touch, little insane. It's just easier than dealing with the pain. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. Somehow I'm neither here nor there. Runaway train. The track, runaway train burning in my face. Run away, but it always seems the same.
At Soul Asylum and Runaway Train. And REO Speedwagon up top, Roll With The Changes, from one of the great album titles of the album rock era. You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me this morning on Rock of Ages. We do it every Thursday morning at this time. We play the best rock from all eras. We've turned the calendar to August now, and there are a bunch of indications that the summer will not last forever. We've seen the last sunset after 8 o'clock. That was, I think, on Tuesday night. Sunset was at 7:59 p.m. And I saw a back-to-school commercial this week, which is kind of weird given the uncertainty about school. And they kind of acted like nothing was going on. It was just another year, which was oddly reassuring, but probably not that realistic. But if you haven't done some of those things that you were looking to do this summer, probably time to start getting at them. And now it is time for Phil's pick. Phil from Watertown is kind of my guest music director. He forwarded me so many good requests that I feature one of them one of his recommendations every week at this time, and I call it Phil's Pick. And Phil's list has kind of been reinvigorated this week because he sent me a list with some more new great songs, and we're going to choose from one of those today. We're going to start with the Tedeschi Trucks Band, and here is Phil to tell you all about it.
Good morning. This is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Anyhow by the Tedeschi Trucks Band. What I like about this particular group is they're a 12-piece band who are able to put out a big band sound but still make it feel really intimate. And not to mention, this particular song really swings. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Running from a bitter taste, took a rest from all the chase. Feeling something anchored in my soul. Played the game by all the rules, learning lessons no one gets to choose. Everywhere I turn, here I am. So walk away with me,
The Electric Light Orchestra, 91.5 WMFO. Another one of those bands that Album Rock Radio just kind of left behind at some point. I like to point those out whenever I come upon them. And before that, the Tedeschi Trucks Band with Anyhow, which was Phil's pick for this week. And we'll feature another one of Phil's picks next week at this time. I heard a really interesting story this week about the greatest rock concert that never was. Apparently, 50 years ago this week, on the heels of the success of Woodstock, some promoters chose a mountain ski resort in Middlefield, Connecticut, called Powder Ridge Ski Area, to put on a three-day music festival. So the town freaked out, and they got an injunction at the last minute and stopped it, but not before 30,000 people showed up and just basically hung around for like 2 or 3 days. But you should check out the lineup of this show. So I'm looking at the concert poster right now. There were 3 days, so on Friday there was Sly and the Family Stone, Eric Burdon and War, Fleetwood Mac, Mountain, The Guess Who, and James Taylor. That was just one night. On Saturday, Joe Cocker, the Allman Brothers, Little Richard, Van Morrison, and Jethro Tull. And then on Sunday, Janis Joplin, Chuck Berry, Grand Funk Railroad, John Sebastian, and 10 Years After. 3 days of fun and sun and music. All for the grand price of $2 for the entire weekend of music. But as I said, the concert did never happen. The town got an injunction, and it's sort of known as the greatest concert that never was. Well, let's fast forward to today and some new music. The band Semisonic is famous for their song Closing Time. It's kind of an anthem in countless pubs and clubs at the end of the night. Well, they have not recorded an album since 2001, but they have a new EP coming out in September. It's called You're Not Alone, and this is the pre-release. It's called All It Would Take, new from Semisonic here, 91.5 WMFO, Rock of Ages.
There was a time when I believed that all it would take is one look, one heart to change me. There was a time when I could see a straightaway line for someone somehow to wake me. But in a sense, it's paid in flames and dreams of change. Waste on the vine when all it would take is one voice, one light, one hand, writing the words or one choice. One fire, one pen, changing the world within me and around me. Changing the world within me and around me. That's all it would take. There was a time when I could fly. I'd open my mind and nothing was up of me. I felt I could climb the mountains high, but then when I reached the summit, was it just me? The darkest night in disbelief and hope could take is one look, one heart to change me.
You're listening to Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 WMFO.
Oh,
Those are the Wallflowers featuring Jacob Dylan and Sleepwalker. We heard the Eagles and Semisonic, a new song from them. It's called All It Would Take. One of the many things that I miss this summer that I usually like to do is the Newport Folk Festival. It would have been last week, and this year they would have commemorated the date in 1965 when Jacob's dad, Bob, had the audacity to plug in an electric guitar and play an electric set at the Newport Folk Festival. He was pelted with booze and debris and did his set with stuff like that raining down on him. There's a great PBS documentary that shows it. A very famous performance that was done 55 years ago last week in Newport. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me this morning on Rock of Ages, where we play the best rock from all eras. Neil Young made headlines this week when he released a new version of a song he originally released in 2006 called Looking for a Leader. This one takes on the Trump administration in a major way. The lyrics are scathing. And if you're interested, you should Google it and look it up and check them out. Social protest is not new to Neil Young, right? He's been speaking out through his music since the beginning. This week, I got a request for one of his earlier protest songs. Donna from Cary, North Carolina, listens to this show while she's walking her dog, Elsie. She wanted to hear one of the most powerful songs, protest songs, from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. It's called Ohio, and it's about the killing of four student protesters on the campus of Kent State University. And when I asked why she was interested in that song, it's because she was there, on campus, when it happened. For Donna and Elsie from Cary, North Carolina, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, WMFO.
Bye. This is Elvis Costello, and you're listening to Ron La Russa.
Accidents Will Happen, Elvis Costello at WMFO. We heard Matthew Sweet and Sick of Myself, and Ohio from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. 50 years later, Neil Young still writing protest songs, as he made headlines this week with the updated re-release of 2006's Looking for a Leader. Up next, one of rock's great story songs, coming up right after this.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I don't know what it is about today. I've been telling a lot of stories. I've been feeling a little bit like Casey Kasem, but I've got one more for you. So this is for my friends on Long Island. There is a flea bite hotel way out at the end of the island, at the end of Montauk Point, called the Memory Motel. And when I tell you it is nothing special, it's exactly like any roadside motel anywhere. But there was this urban myth that Mick Jagger wrote the song Memory Motel about it. That's a ballad on the album Black and Blue about a one-night stand that someone had there. And I always dismissed it. I thought, what would he be doing way out in the middle of nowhere in this tiny motel? But then I came to find out this week that it's actually true. Apparently, he was staying at Andy Warhol's house in Montauk before starting his 1975 tour, and he started the song then and finished it while he was on tour. And there's been a lot of speculation over the years about who Hanna Baby is. Many have speculated that it's actually Carly Simon. But it's a really nice ballad by the Stones, off of Black and Blue. Memory Motel, WMFO.
Twitter. It's just some friends of mine in the bus stand.
She hides behind the bedroom door.
Stone Temple Pilots doing their best Beatles imitation there. Well, that's all for this week's version of Rock of Ages. This is Ron LaRussa. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week at the same time. Leave you with Nick Lowe.
A bit of power. He got 50,000 watts in a big acoustic tower. Security's so tight tonight. Oh, they're ready for a tussle. Gotta keep your backstage passes, 'cause your promoter had the muscle.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. The way it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. In the tall building sit the head of all nations, worthy men from Spain and Siam. All day discussions with the Russians, but they still went ahead and beat all the plan. Now up jumped the U.S. representative. He's the one with the tired eyes. 747 for him in that condition. Flying back from a peacekeeping mission.
And so it goes.
And so it goes.
And so it goes.
And so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes.
And so it goes.
And so it goes.
And so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes.
But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. But where